This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
And girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, again, we got much to cover today. I'm going to hit a couple different topics within the hour allotted. Firstly, the presupposition, the government and its purpose to restrain the exercise of sin from transgressing God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Fact. Secondly, enforce God's standard of right and wrong. We're based on the Mosaic Institution. He gives us reference back to his government through the Torah by telling us what is right and wrong. Number three is to maintain order. So the purpose of government is to restrain the exercise of lawlessness, okay? Enforce God's standard of right and wrong, Isaiah 51 verse 4, and maintain order. Common sense comes into play. So I want you to keep that in thought. In light of what I'm going to share with you in just a moment here, Mitch McConnell should be removed after shocking and disgusting corruption allegations. According to a New York Post article detailing new corruption allegations, isn't it interesting how it's always allegations when it comes to corrupt politicians? But when it comes to the innocent, they're proven guilty before anything. Instead of innocent until proven guilty, it's just the other way around. But the New York Post article is detailing new corruption allegations made against McConnell and his wife's Secretary of Transportation, Elaine Choi. The article highlights references to the forthcoming book by Clinton Cash author Peter Schweizer, Secret Empires, How the American Politician and Political Class Hide Corruption and Enrich His Family and Friends, details how the majority leader and his wife softened their approaches to China over the years to Chinese business interests. The book claims McConnell and his wife grew rich selling political power. Now, for those that don't know, Mitch McConnell is also Mr. Anti-Drugger himself. You do know that, right? We're talking about Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. He calls himself a Republican. He's also the Senate Majority Leader. They're calling for an investigation into him. This should have took place a long time ago. I mean, when you look at guys like this, folks, you can only look at yourself and say the joke is on you. To take a guy like this serious is absolutely a joke. When I was at the RNC in Tampa Bay about 7 years ago maybe, McConnell was surrounded by an entourage of a bunch of followers in his armed security detail. And as he walked by me, I just looked at him and I thought, you have got to be kidding me, America, to allow a guy like this to represent us in any capacity? The joke is on us. But for those that didn't know, Mitch McConnell's family was busted, Mr. Anti-Drugger himself, with 90 pounds of cocaine seized aboard his ship. And not one word of this was leaked to the CIA-controlled media. Not one word. Again, we all have known for some time that many politicians have been engaged in drug trafficking while playing the hypocrite in advancing the war on drugs, they say. It's now being reported, not by the mainstream media, as I said, that the Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, was boarded by Colombian inspectors, and they discovered roughly 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages. What they say and what they do, folks, are two different stories. And again, notice again, friends, his war on drugs, when in fact he was the one trafficking the drugs through his family's ship. Oh, he had nothing to do with it. You know what this reminds me of? This all reminds me of the anti-gunner out of California. Do you remember this guy? Senator Leland Yee? The gun control champion, did you know that he's now heading to prison for weapons trafficking? Do you not understand how this works, friends? When you do, then we're going to be about bringing some light to the situation, which I'm doing right now. But when the people move on the light given to them, which is the mercy of God at length, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a different country in a short span after the American people actually respond to the mercy that's been shown from heaven by enforcing the law against the crimes of these individuals. But going back to Mr. Leland Yee, Mr. Anti-Gunner himself, on the surface, the story of Leland Yee looks like a precipitous fall from grace. The 67-year-old had risen steadily in the ranks of Bay Area politics since the late 80s when he was elected to the San Francisco School Board. He then went on to sit on the city's Board of Supervisors and in the State Assembly. The later role saw him become the first Asian American. He's not an Asian American. He's an American, or he's not. Speaker pro term in 2004 made him the second highest ranking Democrat in the California Assembly at the time. From 2006 onwards, Yee served as a state senator and was plotting a Secretary of State campaign when his political visions were curtailed by a federal indictment in March of 2014. The arrest swept Yee and his associate Keith Jackson, 51, up in charges alongside some of the city's most notorious characters, notable among the Chinatown gangster Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. It's one thing for the public to learn that Chow, a known convict, may have become embroiled in some objectionable schemes, but it was quite another to hear that Yee, a respected public figure who had supposedly distanced himself from San Francisco's corrupt past, was being accused to the same undercover investigation. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, is Mr. Yee, Mr. Anti-Gunner himself, gun control champion, friends, is heading to prison for 5 years for weapons trafficking. Did you hear what I said? Mr. Gun Control Champion himself, Senator Leland Yee from California, is heading to prison for weapons trafficking for 5 years. Now, why don't we take this back over to Mr. Anti-Drugger? We have a war on drugs, cocaine trafficking, Mitch McConnell and his family. And why don't we do the same thing with him as they're doing with Senator Leland Yee and do our job, because they are not friends. Again, what is the whole purpose of government? The whole purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, not to advocate sin, not to commit crime. The other thing is to, secondly, to make distinction and enforce God's standards of right and wrong. And thirdly, maintain order, in which these are violating. Friends, this makes them criminals. And this makes you the law, and you are the strength of that law. You are the strength of the Constitution, and your willingness to enforce the strength of the Constitution against those that violate it. It includes all of us, friends. Representatives are not above the law. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right on back on the other side.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you, in a small way, to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Want to highlight some of the things that are going on in your country as well, folks, to keep you abreast as to what is taking place across the boards. If we go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'll tell you what, there's much to cover. We have none other than there's so much of this stuff, folks. Farrakhan's in the news again, talking about the final solution, how whites are the problems, how the Jews are the problems. You know, it's interesting that the CIA have allowed this man to stay in position since the 60s after they killed Malcolm X for exposing the prophet Muhammad back in the 60s. And that's exactly what happened. Malcolm X began to uncover what was actually taking place in this whole movement concerning these Muslims, these nationalists, black nationalists in New York, and he started to uncover them for who they were, and before he knew it, they were all gone. They got rid of Malcolm X and others that were exposing the honorable prophet Muhammad at that particular point. But he's in the news quite a bit lately for spouting out his garbage against anybody that is not Muslim. And again, why he's here, one can only decide for themselves. Intersectionality, tribalism, and Farrakhan's another article that they have on Farrakhan on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that CNN cancels interview with pro-gun Parkland student. Are you listening, America? I hope you are. Again, because they want to keep the narrative in the direction they want it to go, and that's exactly why they've used Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter to basically censor anybody that speaks out against the narrative. Also wanted to give you a little bit of good news here. Justice is taking place in Minnesota. Killer cop Muhammad Noor, who shot unarmed pajama-clad Justine Diamond, is charged with murder. Finally, if you remember, this took place some time back, folks, about 9 months later, folks. It took 9 long months, but finally, Muhammad Noor has been charged in the murder of Justine Diamond. Minneapolis Somali Muslim cop, how that makes any sense, friends, it's an oxymoron. Muhammad Noor shot an unarmed pajama-clad Justine Diamond, is her last name, to death at point-blank range. On the force, since 2015, he had 3 complaints against against him. He is described by neighbors as a jumpy, ill-tempered, strict, and disrespectful of women and blacks. Is that crazy? In his short time with the Minneapolis police, Muhammad Noor has 3 complaints filed against him, 2 that are still open. The others were closed, and Noor wasn't disciplined. Hijab-wearing Mayor Betsy Hodges instituted hiring policies in the police department to prioritize the hiring of Somalian Muslims. In Minneapolis, friends. This at the time when more than 22 young men from the community had left the state to join Al-Shabaab in Somalia, and roughly a dozen people have left in recent years to join the jihad in Syria, including the Islamic State group. But what's interesting to note about all of this, friends, people and folks in Minneapolis rose up during one of her speeches that she gave, Mayor Betsy Hodges, and they began to chant during her speech that was televised, "Stop terror. Stop terrorizing us. And the fact of the matter is, friends, is people aren't stupid. You can only be oppressed for so long before people finally catch on, and it's exactly what happened. But the good news that we have here, friends, again, killer justice, speaking of killer cop, Muhammad Noor, who shot unarmed pajama-clad Justine Diamond, is being charged with murder. So this is the justice that we're looking for in this country, friends, and I'm happy to say it's here in Minneapolis. Also wanted to let you know that 2 students shot in Maryland school, for those that have not heard the report, because of course the media is not going to cover this because they don't want you to know that a resource officer with a gun killed the perpetrator, a 17-year-old shooter. And again, they don't want you to hear about that, but we want you to hear about that because we're about giving you the full facts, friends, rather than giving you bits and pieces of what they want you to hear. Caught on video, sonsoflibertymedia.com, South Carolina abortion clinic caught selling aborted babies out of car. I'm just going to pause there for a moment because I want you to listen to that. Caught on video, South Carolina abortion clinic caught selling aborted baby parts out of car. Now, your senators, friends, your representatives know all the well that this is happening. And for those that did not know, you are being forced by these same individuals to allocate your tax dollars to fund Planned Parenthood. I want you to know that, because your blood is going to be off my hands before the end of the show concerning abortion. Once again, read Proverbs 6:17. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Caught on video, South Carolina abortion clinic caught selling aborted babies out of her car. Did you hear anything about that on the news, friends? Nope. Did you hear anything about Obama forced FBI to delete 500,000 fugitives from background check system for gun purchases? Did you hear anything about that one? It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, too. Let me say that again. Obama forced FBI to delete 500,000 fugitives from background check system for gun purchases. Boy, and we're supposed to take the government for face value. Absolutely not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a majority and new poll. Deep state is manipulating policy, obviously, and of course it is. Did you hear about the 2 women in Arizona? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 2 women get felony burglary charges for entering a mosque and taking free brochures. Folks, why the special treatment for Muslims in the United States of America? Why are legislators creating laws to protect these people from me and you, but to open the doors on me and you from their front? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslims riot, assault people with weapons to shut down free speech at London's Speaker's Corner. Did you hear about that? Nope, sure didn't. Oh, when the American people figure out that they're being lied to constantly behind the CIA-controlled media. It's going to be a whole different world when the American people finally say they've had enough and they deal with corruption. It's going to be amazing how fast things fall into line, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim students want Florida student expelled for refusing to try on a hijab on Hijab Day. The girl's name is Kathy Zhu. She looks Asian. She's a 19-year-old student at the University of Central Florida. She was offered to try on a hijab on hijab day. She refused and posted a message on Twitter to criticize the initiative. After that, Muslim organizers rallied to have her expelled. Did you hear what I said? Muslim organizers rally to have her expelled. Where are they getting this boldness to attack at will outside of your representatives, America? Come on. Hey, as a matter of fact, any of these representatives that want to call in and confront me, here I am. Well, we're not debating. We're fighting for our rights here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to jump over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and I want to go over to my affiliates list for a reason. Just hold on with me for a second. I'm on live radio. And I want you to know that over and over and over again, we have reached out to individuals that continuously refuse to be on this radio show. And the reason that they refuse to be a guest on this radio show is because they don't want to be called out, like Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, or Rob Boston, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. They refuse to be on the radio show. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, refused to be on this radio show. Senator Al Franken refused to be on this radio show. So did Terrell Clark, opponent to Michelle Bachmann for Congress. Minnesota Independent, who attacked me more than anybody, refused to come on the air with me. The GLBT, the organization GLBT, doesn't exist, friends. You can't find them online. Council on American Islamic Relations refused to be on this radio show. Joel Somenes, Human Rights Campaign, refused to be on the radio show. Out Front of Minnesota refused to be on the radio show. Kevin Jennings, Barack Hussein Obama's home school, friends, and school, Safe Schools Are, refused to be on the radio show. He was the Assistant Deputy Secretary for Safe and Drug-Free Schools, U.S. Department of Education. The Westboro Baptist Church refused to be on the radio show. Keith Ellison, who's attacked me over and over and over again, refuses to be on the radio show. San Francisco Police Department refuses to be on the radio show concerning Larry Brinken. Media Matters won't get on the radio, and neither would I. And Right Wing Watch, they like to write about me, but they don't want to get on live radio with me. Why do you suppose that is, friends? Because they just want to keep the narrative to themselves. They don't want you to see who they really are. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You have us as the number one and two show right now out of 82 affiliates across the country, broadcasting live into 95 different affiliates across the country, as well as 53 countries. Thank you for making us the number one and two show. Even now, we appreciate your listenership. I wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to check out our YouTube page, do so. Do yourself a favor, friends, especially if you're a visual learner. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. You can put in the word media there as well, or YouTube, all three of those words, pull them up, and it will pull up that website for you, giving you the answers to America's issues at every given turn. Over 200 videos posted for you. Do check them out, folks. We put a lot of time and effort and money into those videos to educate the American people. Again, Bradley Dean, YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media. You can get us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, I shared with you a couple days ago that on a daily basis I get letters. I do. And I got another one. And I just want to always pull away at the lies and just show you what I'm dealing with. Again, anytime that you'd like to call in and cross-examine or cross-check, that's totally fine. Give us a call again, 1-866-582-9933. Or if you'd like to add to, that's wonderful too. We love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. Well, I get an email, and this one says, do you know about the Bible that Jefferson wrote, Thomas Jefferson. This person said, I know you try to impress your listeners, watchers, with inscriptions on the Capitol buildings, even one by Mr. Jefferson. Just because a person invokes the word God does not make them Christian or even biblical in any way. No, but it does show you who's responsible for influencing that person to do the things that they've done. Period. She goes on, if you knew of his Bible he wrote and thereby rewrote the Bible, speaking of Thomas Jefferson, to support his intellectual fantasy, you would realize the problem with Jefferson being used as a Christian, however much in his day he was a man of wealth and learning, for which I grant him honor and for his hand in our founding documents. Okay, speaking out of both sides of her mouth. First of all, I want to let you know that Thomas Jefferson said that I am of the real sort concerning his Christianity. We also know that he was raised Anglican, okay, which is another denomination of the Christian faith. We also know that he's the father of religion, okay? His headstone reads, author, the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom, just so you know, okay? But also keep in mind that many actually attribute and credit Thomas Jefferson with bringing in the communist phrase of lines between church and state, which is found in Article 52 of the USSR. Just confronting this email, friends, because they're too spineless to call in, because they don't know what they're talking about, okay? And the fact of the matter is, lines between church and state is found nowhere in any founding document. Nowhere. Okay? Number one. Number two, Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, when he became the third president of the United States of America, a letter was written to him on 1802 from Danbury Baptist Church, and he assured those individuals that the government would not create a state government. Okay? He said there's an erected wall barring the government from actually establishing one religion. Okay? It's exactly the opposite of what you see today. Now, with that said, also keep in mind, friends, the word lines between church and state came from a communist organization called the American Civil Liberties Union. And Roger Baldwin, so you understand the author of that lie, Roger Baldwin said that the end of the ACLU is communism. And those are the people that are responsible for attacking anybody in America concerning their Christian faith. But I want to encourage you as well, not only exposing the stupidity of this illiterate individual that emailed me yesterday, but also letting you know you never lost the right to do the things that you've always done in this country. The only way that you lose rights, friends, is if you forfeit your rights. You can do Bible studies. You can do, you can hand out tracts. You can do the whole thing in a public school. You've never lost the right. You're not required to take your faith hat off in public school. You're just required not to proselytize. So there's a big difference, okay? So now with that aside, let's go to the Jefferson Bible and what she thinks she's got a hold on one of the things that I'm telling the American people. Well, many university professors purposely indoctrinate their students with the same thing that this individual has been indoctrinated with. With the contrived myth that Thomas Jefferson cut the Bible into pieces, sewed together the portions he agreed with, and got rid of the rest. However, it must be noted, Thomas Jefferson worked extensively for religious liberty under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Once again, at Jefferson's request, his headstone read, and it reads, I've been there, I've touched it, I've got the hat, I've got the t-shirt, friends. Author, the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom. Jefferson helped found the Virginia Bible Society, and it was a substantial financial contributor. Thomas Jefferson had a long history of working with missionaries, specifically those bringing Christianity to the Native Americans. And to that end, Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels. Condensed. Not excluding miracles, but taking out redundancies. This was a shortened work titled by Jefferson as The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, not the Jefferson Bible. I just, friends, there's sometimes I just really enjoy what I do. Because people shoot things out of their mouth before they even know what they're talking about. Oh, and by the way, to parallel that, when Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States of America, guess what the books were that were made mandatory in the public school that he was the president over? The Bible and Watts hymnals. So again, folks, they do themselves much damage, but this has all been given to you by the revisionists, by the professors that are purposely indoctrinating students to believe a myth rather than the lie. I'm sorry, rather than the truth. Forgive me. I also wanted to let you know that the work was then reprinted and given to the members of Congress upon taking office. Remember when they were taking office and before taking office and they would swear their oath? Isn't it interesting how they put their hand on that Bible and swear to God and man? I didn't make that up. Let me go back on this. Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels, not excluding miracles that only Jesus can perform, the Holy Ghost can perform, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will, right? Remember what it says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, friends. The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And it was Jesus that said, greater works will you do than I did because I go on to my Father. And nor are we to find our faith in the words of men or their wisdom. We're to find our faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Remember it was said in the book of Acts concerning the apostles that the Lord working with them, confirming the word, signs following. Why didn't Jefferson take that out if he was an unbeliever? Because he was a believer. Again, Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels, not excluding miracles, but taking out redundancies. This was a shortened work titled by Jefferson is not Jefferson's Bible, friends, but the life and morals of Jesus of Nazareth. But how's it thrown at me? Oh, Bradley, you know Jefferson's Bible. You know, why are you telling your people this when in fact it's not even true? Look at Thomas Jefferson. Just because he says God, it doesn't mean that he's a Christian. Folks, people are just stupid on purpose. You know, I see a lot of it through inadvertency, but I see a lot of it as just they're stupid. They're dumb on purpose because they don't care. And they hope, just like we had a caller from Canada about 9 months ago to a year ago. I was calling out the prime minister over there for worshiping Allah with the Muslims. Justin Trudeau, I mean, that guy's a piece of work, friends. He belongs in California with that lunatic, and the one in Minnesota as well, Mark Dayton, the governor, and Jerry Brown in California. I mean, they're mentally ill. But I remember calling this guy out in Canada, and then all of a sudden I got a phone call from a guy in Canada and saying that's not true. Well, what he didn't know is I had in front of me hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different pictures of Justin Trudeau, the prime minister over in Canada, worshiping with the Muslims. See, they just want you to believe what they say. And what they're doing is they're banking on the fact that you're not going to do your own homework to find out if it's true or untrue. And that's what we're doing here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com every day. We're exposing those propagandists, the useful idiots that are undoing themselves. And I'm not going down with them by the grace of God. Now, concerning the life and morals of Jesus of Nazareth, the work was then reprinted and given to the members of Congress upon taking oath, a 50-year tradition that carried into the 20th century. And by the way, it's filled with the accounts of miracles, raising the dead, healing lepers, multiplying food for thousands, heaven, hell, the resurrection, and the Son of God. Folks, the fact of the matter is they're distorting American history, and it's a deliberate lie. And by the way, lying is not permissible by law in this country. And yet it goes on and on and on and on. And the reason it goes on is because people say, I heard. Rather than, nope, I sought it out, I studied it out, and I fought to find out if it was true or not. Well, let me tell you something, friends. It's just not true. And again, friends, this explains to you why many of these people don't call in. They want to try to catch me into something. And the fact of the matter is I'm just trying to expose darkness by being the light that I'm called to be. A city set on the hill, right? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just highlighting some more letters. Folks, I got some letters that just floor you. It's so ridiculous, folks, that you can't even take them serious, some of these people. And others, you got to kind of just straighten them out with the facts. Facts are stubborn things. They're not going to move. One of the things I wanted to highlight, too, was it was also thrown in this this email letter form that our forefathers were deists. Now, keep in mind, folks, these are the same people talking about how they're Christians. And what they're doing, instead of being in the fight and contending for the faith, Jude 1, they're actually going along with the revisionists. And the revisionists are banking on them, again, that they're not going to do anything. They're just going to do as they're told. Good little slaves. Well, not everybody's just going to bend over, friends, let me tell you. And the only time that they're going to oppress you is when you are bent over. Stand up. That's how it works. They'll fall off. One of the things that has been said is that they were deists, Bradley. No, I want to tell you, they are not. And they were not. As a matter of fact, there's no proof that they were deists. And again, keep in mind what a deist is. A deist is someone that believes that God is there, but he doesn't interfere with the affairs of men. Matter of fact, to give you the facts, when we look at the convention delegates, there was a total of 55. 28 of them were Episcopalian. Notice that they're under the umbrella of the Christian faith. 28 of our forefathers were Episcopalians. 8 of them were Presbyterians. Listen carefully. This is all factual. Seven of them were congregationalists. Many of our colleges were created for congregationalists and by congregationalists, for the raising up of congregationalists. Two were Dutch Reformed, two Lutheran, two Methodists, two Roman Catholic, and one was unknown. And then there's a question mark around three of them that say that it falls to the other three that they were deists, because after all, we can't name them. So this is how they're coming up with their statistics. The fact of the matter is there's no evidence that supports that they were deists in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, to counter the ignorance of our heritage and our forefathers, there was a research done by Houston professors, three of them, that researched our founding forefathers, and they found out that 15,000 writings, letters, diaries, sermons, and other words that were written by various leading Americans from 1760 to 1805, that 15,000 writings proved that we were a Christian nation. And of course we are a Christian nation. And keep in mind, friends, I want you to put lines between church and state in that very thought right there, if you would. Our very forefathers were Christians establishing our government, Exodus 18:21, and now you've taken on since the 60s, incrementally, little by little, through a siege of those that want to cause you and to indoctrinate you to believe that we're not a Christian nation and that there's lines between church and state. It was Christians that established our government. It was Christians that established our government. So this lines between church and state is completely out of nowhere, literally out of mind, that some people in this country have taken on. And it's something that we keep hearing over and over and over again from them that don't know the difference. That's all you have to do is go to our forefathers and take it a step back to that which preceded even the Declaration of Independence, which talks about the laws of nature and the nature's laws of nature and nature's God. In the Declaration of Independence, where we receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, and how our forefathers sought the supreme judge of the world. This is all in the Declaration of Independence. And they also sought divine providence, which would be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, according to their writings. Well, that's our forefathers. Well, what were our forefathers feeding on concerning their forefathers? Well, that's all you have to do is look at that, and that will deal with every bit of opposition that speaks out against who we are. And so I'm going to do that. If you go to the Mayflower Compact, I want you to listen to this carefully. This is the forefathers, okay? And this is what they fed on. This was the Mayflower Compact. Listen carefully. In the name of God, amen. By the way, all of your state preambles start out acknowledging God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, America. It starts out, Mayflower Compact, in the name of God, amen. We, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign, Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, having undertaken... Do I need to go any further, friends? Do I have to go any further than that? By the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King Defenders of the Faith. So the kings were set as defenders of the faith of the whole body politic concerning the populations in those prospective countries. They were Christian people holding their kings accountable to defend their faith. If you haven't taken the time to see Cromwell, a movie from the 1970s, do yourself a favor and do so. Oliver Cromwell, great story. And it actually happened. He was literally a modern-day Gideon. And don't call me up about how he was doing this, that, and the other thing without knowing what you're talking about. What comes to my aid right now, friends, is history is being revised. We see it all day long. I mean, you have today people calling haters those that agree with the law. And who are the haters? The immoral. So, not realizing that love tells the truth and it worketh no ill, Romans 13, you have people actually redefining what love isn't according to their fallen nature. They think it's hate to correct them. They think it's hate to instruct them. They think it's hate to reprove them. When in fact, love does that. Go to Proverbs 27. It says, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And faithful are the wounds of a friend. But kisses of an enemy are deceitful. See, these people call it love when their enemies kiss them. When they use them for their purposes. Like the homosexual agenda being used to upend American sovereignty. To make way for an enemy called the Muslims that are infiltrating America even now under Donald Trump. It's not love to withhold the truth. It's love to tell the truth because we owe the truth one to another. Also read Leviticus 19:7 when you get a moment. I'm not to allow sin upon my brother. I'm to correct him. I'm to reprove him. I'm to instruct him in the ways of righteousness. And if you see over and over through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and James, friends, in the New Testament, you're going to see that love falls in line with exactly what I'm telling you right now. It's not to be a dissimulated love. It's not to be a feigned love. It's to be a pure love that looks out one for another concerning the brotherhood in the Christian faith. But let me go to this again. In the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign, Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, defender of the faith, having undertaken for the glory of God, an advancement of the Christian faith, and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually, in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, by virtue hereof, and do and act, constitute and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and officers from time to time as shall be thought the most and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini, 1620. That's what our forefathers wrote as what we would call the Declaration of Independence. That's what preceded the Declaration of Independence. So to suggest that we are not a Christian nation, folks, I've been here for I don't know how many years on radio, and I'm still waiting for the guy to prove the point that we're not a Christian nation. How ridiculous. By the way, the revisionists and the professors know it's absolutely ridiculous, too. That's why they prey on the ignorant. That's why they prey on those that don't know the difference. And not condemning those that don't know, but I'll tell you what, in this country, we have enough light given unto us that we should lack absolutely nothing before God and before man. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.